This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, to our sister Salem Media Group stations across the country, and many of our leading independent stations wherever they're located, because we are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, which means we're heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our military men and women are listening to us right now overseas, and we want to thank them for their service to America. Now, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too, thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, oh yeah, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the security and the construction workers, as well as those people that work behind the counter of the convenience stores where a lot of people like to run into in the middle of the night. We thank them for what they do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway that's there, and find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, Miss Rosemary's not with us, so we're going to play the national anthem right now. To defend, protect, and serve her, keeping us free and safe, many of whom happen to be listening to us right now, and we thank them for their service to America, wherever they're listening to us from. And by the way, a big shout-out to MacDill Air Force Base, to CENTCOM Spec Ops, that's right over there, and to all those that are still working tonight, because that shift never stops over there. They're always taking a look at what's going on. Remember, it's well, let's see. Right about now, it's mid-morning overseas in the Middle East in a lot of those combat areas. Now, just heard, let's see here, question was asked of me. What I don't get is, why would Trump want Cohen to lie when it isn't a crime to do business in Russia? Trump was a businessman. This is all such a stretch. I don't buy it at all. Cohen's a liar, and Mueller has his problems, too. Look at those suing him for inaccurate allegations. Remember that. Everyone seems to be against Trump. Well, the progressives, now known as liberals, remember, they're no longer progressives. The progressives, now known as liberals, but I'll call them a progressive a liberal, left-leaning, socialist Democrat, they want to do anything they can, as well as the Never Trumpers, to get Donald Trump out of there. And there's a simple reason for it. Simple reason for it. He has upset their balance of nature apple cart. Pardon the pun. We have a sponsor called Balance of Nature, and I did not mean them. But what I mean by the balance here is that all this gravy train, this money that they had coming in from various sources, he's upset all of that. Big time. And they don't like it. And they don't want it. They want anything else but. They want that gravy train to continue. By the way, why do you think Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are jumping up and down about having the virtual wall? We can do it with drones, and we can do it with this technology they have and all that stuff. You want to know why? Because waiting in the wings is a company called Quan Ergy Systems, Quanergy. Quan Ergy Systems. They happen to be from the Silicon Valley out there in California in Nancy Pelosi's district. Now, how cool is it that Quan Ergy completed a Series C financing with a valuation surpassing $2 billion, which only happened last October, and who helped them along? The Democrats. By the way, there's a competing company to Quanergy that was bought by none other than Facebook. It's called Anduril, and the founder of Anduril is Palmer Luckey, who built a virtual reality enterprise and sold it to Facebook in 2014 for a mere $2 billion. You see, Nancy wants Silicon Valley and all the other Democrats to win over this wall debate and not Trump, because they stand to make a fortune. Why? Insider information. They can make money. They can invest in companies like Quanergy and Anduril. They can invest in those companies, make all the money they possibly want, and you can't do a thing about it because they are exempt from insider information trading. And by the way, Quanergy is fixing to go public with an IPO. How convenient is that? How convenient is that? Now, who else is telling you about that? Have you heard it anywhere else? No. And when Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi called on Silicon Valley leaders last week to send Washington their ideas on how the United States can reverse global warming, improve education and health care, and rebuild the U.S. infrastructure, those two companies I just mentioned were at the top of the list for responding. Think about that. Think about that, and then tell me it's just a coincidence. I think not. Coming right back with a special interview. Special interview. You'll hear about it when you hear it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a beautiful day in the morning here, and I've got a very, very surprised guest on here. You haven't heard from him in a while on my program. It's Bill Bunkley, the host of the Bill Bunkley Show, who's alive and well and back on the radio. And good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Captain Matt. It is a blessing to hear your voice. And, boy, I tell you what, now that all of America, many, many stations around America are blessed to have you keeping them informed, honored to be on your program this morning.
Absolutely. And I want to talk with you about some political stuff because this is what you do. And when we get together, we're always talking about all sorts of things. But first of all, we've got a governor who hit the ground running down here in Florida. He obviously has done a lot of good things. Today, he was with somebody who I'm not really sure is an ally of his, but he was with Mr. Morgan from the Morgan Law Firm, and they were over in Winter Park and had a big backdrop of lush green talking about medical marijuana and changing the law to allow smoking of medical marijuana, which is something that Mr. Morgan and his family and group have been involved in for years.
Well, I tell you, it wasn't really a big surprise. We knew for several days when he kept talking about his big announcement. But yes, you're right. Interesting that not only Congressman Matt Gaetz was there, Matt, when he was still in the Florida House, was a huge proponent of medical marijuana, but he was a huge proponent of the non-smokable deal. And at the press conference, yesterday, he even talked about the fact that that wasn't his real position, but he had to be non-smokable in order to get it passed. So that was part of it. And then Lieutenant Governor Nunes was there as well. She spoke in favor of it. And then you had the big man himself, John Morgan. Now, interesting that John Morgan is not only big pro-medical marijuana, but, you know, he's all lined up for the next phase, which is recreational. But yep. Very quickly, the governor just basically said, look, hey, You know, there's some folks that have some pain that they can't get away from. I mean, real pain, and those that only have a few weeks to live. And he said that he did not see anything in that amendment that would preclude that. So he's giving the legislature until 2 weeks into the next session, which would be about March 15th, to come up with the language to allow smokable medical marijuana in some instances. But I want to be clear, Captain, he said, he was asked a question, he being Governor DeSantis, if he supported recreational marijuana. He said, I do not support recreational marijuana. I'm not comfortable with the health aspects of people smoking marijuana, and I'm not comfortable with the added product being out there exposed to our teenagers. So that's what he had to say yesterday.
Now, we know that the governor and his lovely wife, Casey, are going to be probably taking a trip to Israel in the not-too-distant future, because in the course of moving into the governor's mansion, they had an unlabeled sample of water from the Sea of Galilee that they had saved with them from their past trip to Israel, and they used it last week to baptize their 9-month-old son, Mason. It was accidentally tossed out by a cleaning crew at the governor's mansion, so we know that there's a trip back to Israel as a result of that. I know it wasn't done intentional, but it was not marked, so how did they know?
Yeah, I found that curious. The other part of that is, they must have thought about getting that sample at some point in their trip, where if they had visited the River Jordan, they had already left the Jordan, because when I first heard that report, and you know, I've taken several trips to, hosted several trips of pilgrims to Israel, and Tony and I and Zach look forward to doing that again real soon, but normally you get your water to bring home from the Jordan River, where Jesus was baptized, not necessarily the Sea of Galilee, but that works as a substitute. But I was laughing because I thought, by the time they thought about bringing it home, they must have already visited the Jordan River, and they used the Sea of Galilee as a backup.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to talk about our former Governor Rick Scott, who now, as of January the 9th, is a U.S. Senator, the junior senator from Florida. Now, he co-sponsored a bill along with Marco Rubio and several other senators, Republican and Democrat, I might add. This is a bipartisan bill that would exempt members of the U.S. Coast Guard during the ongoing government shutdown, as well as future budget battles. It's the first bill that Senator Scott has co-sponsored since joining the Senate. And unlike other branches of the military, the Coast Guard is not under the Department of Defense, which remains funded during the shutdown. And, of course, the Coast Guard is a very important part of the Department of Homeland Security. We have one of the largest and most active air stations here in Clearwater, Florida, as well as a very active sea base right here in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, I want to tell you that, first of all, the reason why they're affected and the armed forces isn't is not by any magical formula. It just so happened that Trump demanded that the armed forces budget got hammered out months ago. So for this go-round, the reason why the military wasn't affected is that that chunk of government operations was covered. Now, fast forward, and I know you and I were talking about this, I'd love to see Marco Rubio and Senator Scott and our statewide congressional delegation immediately move to have the Coast Guard put back in with our armed forces, because I think that's where they really ought to be, because they do a lot more interdiction, not right off our coasts, but down in South America and in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And so I certainly agree with that. Okay. And our hearts really go out for the coasties that are out there, some of which are on food stamps. They need to get relief and get it yesterday.
Yeah, we've got a couple of minutes to go here in the segment. I want to just remind you that we saw a little gamesmanship today. Nancy Pelosi was denied the use of a military aircraft to go overseas. And in about 30 seconds, were you shocked?
Well, it kind of tick for tack, because she was trying to cut off the use of the House of Representatives to Mr. Trump for his State of the Union. So he outmaneuvered that and said, okay, I'll one-ups you. I'm the one that controls the aircraft. I've just now unauthorized your aircraft for your overseas trip. If you want to go ahead and fly coach with Continental or United, you can go ahead and have at it.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about something that I've been talking about on the show here for the past couple of nights. And, of course, this is something that you normally do. And I was asked to get involved in at the Heart for Lebanon charity. And, of course, something that's very important. A lot of guys who went to Vietnam, we ran into this with the kids that would come up to us from the orphanages and whatnot, and wanting candy bars and anything we had to give them. They want to shine their boots, whatever. But tell us about the Heart for Lebanon group.
Yeah, first of all, since I know you have so many dedicated veterans that listen in overnight, I actually accepted an invitation. I do these every year or so with Salem, but I accepted an invitation from Heart for Lebanon. I actually went into Lebanon, flew into Beirut, was in country for several days, notwithstanding the fact that Hezbollah controls the country, and I'm certainly all over the internet and pro-Israel. But nonetheless, I had a chance to go into several of the areas south of Lebanon and Beirut and the Bekaa Valley. If you can imagine, you who have served 2 million people, they're women and children primarily. We're talking about 52% of the 2 million. These are kids, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's no teenagers because between the Syrian bombing and the gas that they use on their own people, those are part of the refugees. The other refugees had to flee in from Iraq because of ISIS over the last 2 to 4 years. I want to tell you, it was the most bizarre thing for me to see. It's basically moms and small children. Mm-hmm. And so what you have is, for any of you who have served, and I've been around the world on several of these, you know that when the kids know that you're coming to help, or you're there, and it's America, it's a big deal to them.
Right.
I mean, they want to hold your hand. They want to sit on your lap.
Well, we got to wrap this up. We got 30 seconds, but I'll give the number, and then you can give it again. I want people to call 877-873-0190. That's 877-873-0190. Your one-time gift of $98 will fill a Heart for Lebanon classroom. About 20 seconds, Bill.
Yeah, we got 16 classroom days to go. I know that those of you on this radio broadcast can knock it out tonight. Thank you so much. That number is 877-873-0190. $98 takes care of a classroom. Would you stand with me tonight?
All right. Bill Bunkley, host of the Bill Bunkley Show. Catch him on our sister stations, AM 570 and 910. And by the way, Bill, I look forward to seeing you here in the studio.
God bless you, my friend. Keep up the excellent work.
Amen, brother. God bless America. Folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. All right, and that's my buddy Bill Bunkley. And, of course, we have been promoting the Heart for Lebanon charity group, which is a very substantial group, needs help. And this is the last night you'll hear me talking about them. But their number, if you want to help them out, there are operators standing by right now, is 877-873-0190. Again, that number is 877-873-0190. And a $98 donation puts a classroom together for all these kids. It also gives them food, and it gives them clothes, and it gives them the teaching of the gospel, which is something different than what they've heard throughout their early lives. And a lot of these kids can be turned around and taught and trained to be something other than the evildoers that they were going to be if they'd stayed where they were at. That is, if they'd survived. But the number is 877-873-0190. Give them a call. Operator standing by right now. I'll be coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Certainly got a lot of stuff to talk about there tonight. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on into the night.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government shutdown talks remain stalled after the president suggested a solution and the Democrats refused it. The president wants full money for his border wall in exchange for a temporary stop to some immigration enforcement. Vice President Pence was helping push the deal on CBS's Face the Nation.
We believe it provides a framework for ending this impasse, securing our border, and reopening government.
Pence showed they wanted to cooperate.
We recognize the legislative process is a process of give and take. The Democrats want to bring amendments or recommendations forward. I know the president will give them due consideration.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says,
"We have three words to the president. Open the government."
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's planning to bring up legislation this week to reopen the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, I've got a great idea for you to help you get started with a new career or to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. And I want you to pay attention to the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and girls, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for a pay raise or promotion, or the future just looks bleak, I got an idea for you. Now, you can keep the job you're doing while you get ready to train for the new one you're going to get, because in just 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And here's how you do it. Check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Because at the end of 14 months, you will get your FAA certification as an aviation maintenance tech. And once you do that, you'll be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, it's not uncommon for graduates, depending on the company to go to work for, right here in the United States, to start out $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. You want to go overseas? You want to work for a major airline overseas? You want to work for a government contractor overseas? Not uncommon to get a six-figure salary right off the bat. And I have even heard of some people getting as much as $150,000, provided they've got a little bit more experience than just a degree to state that they've got the license as an aviation maintenance tech. In other words, if you've been in the business a little while, you want to go overseas and get some really big bucks, and you got 3-4 years under your belt, you can get a heck of a paycheck overseas. So here's what you do. Check them out online at NEA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080 to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door when you take that tour. All right. Now, the political landscape is always changing in Washington, D.C., but when it comes to the veterans, the goals remain the same: to preserve and defend the freedoms sacrificed by the men and women in uniform, either currently serving or who have served in the military. And my friends at Concerned Veterans of America have released their 2019 federal legislative agenda to lay out the mission and the priorities this year with the election year coming up in 2020. And I'm going to read them for you right now. Number one, to ensure veterans get the health care and benefits they've earned and deserve. Number two, to provide for a strong national defense. And number three, to secure our financial future. Now, these are all goals that any rational person can get behind, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. And just like everything that we've accomplished previously, we have to learn to get along and take a look at the clear, unadulterated, big picture that America has to offer. And when it comes to our veterans, there is no second place. It's always first place with me, and should be with you. So get behind Concerned Veterans for America. Take a look at who they are, what they are. And if you're a veteran, it's a great organization to belong to. They have a lot of great functions that go on. I know the past couple of weeks they've been down in South Florida pretty heavy, large contingent down there. I'm sure there'll be something going on around this area soon. And I look forward to seeing many of you there that are listening to me right now. By the way, hello Juanita, hello Barbara, hello Al in Nebraska, where he says it's 10 above zero. By the way, Dave chimed in from the igloo in Indiana. He says it's 5 above right now, but it's going to be 5 below by morning. Okay, fair enough. You stay right up there or hop in your family truckster and drive that thing as fast as you can down here where it's going to be about 40 by morning, 44 right now in my backyard. By the way, Benjamin Netanyahu has declared some new inroads have been made into the Muslim world by announcing that they have resumed diplomatic ties with Chad. Now, that's a country that they were having a lot of problems with. A lot of terrorism came out of Chad. And right now, Israel and Chad are working together on some mutual things that benefit both countries, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing, and it's a great time to hear good news like that when there's so much bad news coming out of the Middle East. ISIS, for example, is still around, and they're not going away quietly. Now, the VFW commander, B.J. Lawrence, hosted a successful leadership conference at the VFW Washington office last week, where he was joined by the leadership of the American Legion, the AMVETS, the Vietnam Veterans of America, the Disabled Veterans of America, and Paralyzed Veterans of America, too. Because the purpose of this conference was to share ideas and areas of mutual concern as it pertained to taking care of veteran service members and their families from all generations, and to discuss individual organizational goals and priorities for the new year. Now, it was quite successful. One of the things they concentrated on was the more than 41,000 active duty Coast Guardsmen who missed their first check, and the more than 50,000 retirees in the Coast Guard that might miss their monthly check this month, their pension. By the way, the federal government has been in partial shutdown now for going on a month because Congress and the administration cannot reach an agreement on border protection. Now, the Department of Veterans Affairs and Department of Defense have full year appropriations and are not affected by the shutdown, so the military, regular military, is getting all that they're supposed to. Meanwhile, the U.S. Coast Guard and more than 150,000 veterans who are federal employees of the 800,000 you've heard mentioned are very much impacted by the shutdown. It's about time that you tell Congress and the White House to pay our Coast Guard and end this harmful shutdown. Here are the numbers for Congress. 202-224-3121. That's the House of Representatives. 202-224-3121. And for the Senate, 202-225-3121. That's the Senate. 202-225-3121. Give the operator your zip code. You get your congressman or woman and or your senator. It's that simple. By the way, the shutdown is not yet affecting TRICARE, despite some missed payments. The Defense Department Health Agency stated that as a result of the partial government shutdown, allotments used by some TRICARE patients to pay enrollment fees and dental premiums had not been processed through the U.S. Coast Guard Pay Center because the Coast Guard hadn't been paid this last time around. But TRICARE so far has not been impacted by the shutdown and will continue to process claims. So that's a good thing. Now, the Burn Pit legislation, called the Burn Pit Accountability Act, has once again been introduced by Congressional Representatives Tulsi Gabbard and Brian Mast, both veterans, along with Senators Amy Klobuchar and Dan Sullivan. They introduced the VFW-supported Burn Pit Accountability Act, which will help service members and veterans to the Burn Pit Registry. Now, I know a lot of guys that got caught up in this stuff that are currently suffering from problems, a lot of it's respiratory, some of it's internal, that are probably related to the burn pits. And a bipartisan bill would help improve how the DOD and VA track, treat, and prevent the harmful impacts of the burn pits, and it's something that needs to be done. So, again, call Congress, 202-224-3121. Or get a hold of them at 202-225-3121. I'll be right back. We're going to check the highways and byways again, see what's going on. Got some more truckers chiming in. We'll say hello to them. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
All right, that's Leila Martin somewhere up there in the cold, frozen tundra on the up there with the ice road truckers. Now, areas of heavy snow will linger across portions of New England and down wind on the Great Lakes into Monday and Monday afternoon and Monday night. Bitter cold and gusty winds behind a departing storm are resulting in dangerous wind chill temperatures for much of the northeast corner of the U.S. And out in the west, heavy mountain snow is going to impact portions of Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, Nevada, and Montana, and Idaho, and high winds all across the southwest are coming up Monday as well. So let's start with the with the East Coast. If you're going up I-95, you're going to encounter the winter weather and lots of it, probably some ice on the roads to boot. Once you get up to the mountains of Virginia, the eastern part of Virginia, I-95, going up into Maryland, Jersey, and New York City. And if you're going up into New England, you're still going to have some areas of snow, especially if you're going up into Maine and New Hampshire. Now, if you're going north up in upstate New York or west towards Ohio along the New York Thruway or I-81, you've got the lake effect machine, which is still lingering up there right now with lake effect snow coming in from Watertown down to just north of Syracuse, Oswego County, Oneida Lake, and then across the lee shore of Lake Ontario all the way over to Buffalo before it quits and starts up again when you get into around Ohio, and then you've got sporadic areas of snow in Ohio all the way over towards Toledo on and off along the Ohio Turnpike, I-80, of course, I-90 through there as well. Now, bitter cold temperatures, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, the mountains of West Virginia, most of New Jersey, most of southern New York, as well as upstate and western New York, where, of course, the winds and the snow is still coming down, and New England. Now, going up into Minnesota, you've got snow around the Twin Cities area. It lingers over into Wisconsin, along I-94. And bitter cold temperatures in northern Minnesota tonight, as well as the northeastern part of North Dakota. And then you've got winds blowing as well across North Dakota, which is making it even more miserable. To continue out on I-90 and I-94 west, going across Montana, going across Idaho, you are going to have snow. It's snowing there right now, and you've also got wind blowing up in there. Coeur d'Alene, Boise, Pocatello, most of Wyoming, if not all of Wyoming. There is a winter storm warning right now from Cheyenne to Laramie to Rawlins across I-80. Be careful. We used to call that Pup Valley for a reason. And going across Utah right now, winter storm warning, a central part of Utah to include Salt Lake City, I-15 north and south, and I-80 east and west, also over into about half of Nevada tonight, certainly the mountains east, Winnemucca east all the way over to Utah. In Colorado, you've got snow west of Denver, snow up and down I-25, around Denver up into Wyoming, snow over in Grand Junction. Again, told you about the snow there in Utah, pretty much across the whole state of Utah with a winter storm warning. And then western part of Nevada, Reno, south, down along the Sierra Nevadas and California, winter storm warning in the higher elevations of California tonight, down into San Bernardino, snow all along the Nevada line, windy conditions where it's not snowing, a little bit of rain in the mix over on the coastline near San Francisco and Oakland. Some rain to boot as well down in Southern California, down around San Diego. And then very windy conditions tonight coming across the deserts in California, I-10, I-8. Might have some wind up there in the high desert in Barstow and I-40 by the looks. And then east of Flagstaff, Arizona, up on I-40, you've got windy conditions there. You've got a little bit of snow north of Albuquerque, New Mexico, headed up into Colorado. And windy conditions elsewhere in the state of New Mexico. For Florida, a hard freeze warning for the northern part of Florida, starting about Citrus County, going right straight up north into Valdosta and up towards over to Brunswick and up towards Tifton. Very hard freeze warning in there tonight. Buckle up and bundle up. Now, some of our truckers, we just heard from some of our drivers that head up to Bainbridge, Georgia, the suicide jockeys, heard from Jimmy, heard from Paul, heard from Tommy, and they said their heaters are working just fine in their cabs. Thank you very much. And they're listening to us there. We thank you very much. Quality carriers, drivers out of my backyard are sounding good, looking good. And again, our Gordon Food Service driver, Ed, on the way back from Jacksonville, Florida. And let's not forget about our Walpole driver Tommy, who chimed in again tonight. Thank you very much, Tommy, for what you were saying. And still hearing from a bunch of UPS, FedEx. There's too many of you to mention, so I'm just going to say hello to all the UPS, the FedEx Freight, and the U.S. mail haulers that have been chiming in tonight. Thank you very much. We appreciate everything you do, like moving the goods out there, especially in the bad weather. And I know if anybody's got their mail, you know, people don't realize a lot of this mail travels by truck. It does not go by airplane. So the just-in-time air, the two-day mail delivery across country, three-day, four-day mail delivery, all finds its way across country on a truck. Think about that. Never sees an airplane. So there you go. All right. Well, we're waiting to hear from Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Got a couple of things to discuss with her, and I think she's going to chime in right now. Is that Denise? I think it's Denise.
Good morning.
What the heck happened to that airplane that made an emergency landing in Russia?
Well, isn't it interesting that nobody in Russia is really saying?
Well, they pretty much loaded everybody except the real sick ones back on the plane and said goodbye.
Exactly.
But it was Dubai plane, right? Dubai Airlines?
Well, I don't know if it was Dubai Airlines or not. It was it's a Ural Airlines flight U6893 was leaving Moscow, going to, I think, Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I would have gotten back on that plane.
I know I wouldn't. Lock me up, throw me in jail. I don't want to die in an airplane. I mean, my God, what the heck was going on there? This sounds like somebody was poisoned.
Well, not somebody,
about 10 rows of seats anyway.
Turning green and dilated pupils.
And suffocating, not being able to breathe in.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would wake you up.
What's interesting is I don't see any mention that the captain had dropped the oxygen masks.
No, but he did declare an emergency, requested immediate clearance, and landed at some place that I can't pronounce in Russia.
I hear you.
I wouldn't even try that one. And one other little tidbit here. What is it that Mohammed Abbas is now, you know, apparently the United Nations has given them special dispensation as a country that they're not?
What, you mean... the Palestinians?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not
well,
a country.
Really, no, they're not. But mm-hmm. That's pretty much the way the United Nations has been treating Palestine, whatever that is. We don't even know what kind of territory it is all along.
Yeah, and then, of course, the president challenged the U.N. He says, we're not going to pay you any money until you get rid of your anti-Israel funding.
Not any money, but certain committees or certain departments of the U.N., correct.
Yeah, if they're going to make a deal, is what he said. We're going to make another deal. Oh, well, we'll see what happens. But, my goodness, and these are the little things that you didn't plan on talking about that just, like, dropped in your lap, and it's like, what the heck is going on here? All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And, yeah, there's plenty of stuff going on. You know, U.S. and South Korea, they sat down last weekend, our diplomats, and they agreed to have another meeting between Kim Jong-un and the president. We'll tell you where they're going to be meeting. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.